Hi, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic.
I bet you are.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, surely.
10 in a row coming up next. Hang on.
Don't forget Nonstop Rock and Zinnies right here on Riff Radio in a couple of... Hey, Bobby, listen now. I'm not applying for the job on the radio. You're going to K-Star in Houston, right?
It used to be K-Star. And then they were 97 Rockin'. I don't know what they're going to be now.
Well, the reason why I'm really calling is there's no way I could possibly fill your shoes at the House of Hits, but how about that jackpot bingo, big guy?
Ken, you know, someone told me yesterday that you were really interested in that gig, but, man, you must not see Channel 2 at 7:30 lately. It's Superior Court.
Oh.
Yeah, we got the big cane off the stage.
You did?
Yeah.
So that means, I guess I haven't been to the car wash lately either, have I? Because I take that back. So much for the...
Or any of the 3 Chatham stores that got left.
Right? So much for the powder blue sport coat that we had purchased already. So who was your partner, Bobby, the girl? Who was she?
Her name is Ellie Smith.
What is she doing now?
She is, believe it or not, she's a speech pathologist in Hamtramck. No, it's a true story.
Hey, you're funnier on my program than I am.
It's a true story.
Well, you're actually leaving, though. You're going down to Houston, right?
Got a gig down there, a station that's I'm pretty excited about. It's a Shell station. I got the morning gig. Pump until about noon, and...
Well, we've met on a couple of occasions, and I was saying as we were phoning up, you're a member of Ford's, the Fraternal Order of Radio Dude Sickles here in Detroit, and...
I remember last time I saw you was at Buzzy's wedding.
That's right. That's exactly where it was.
Can you believe...
And, boy, we had a heck of a time that night.
He's still married, isn't he?
I believe he is, Bobby.
So who won the pool, then?
As a matter of fact, I did. Didn't you hear about that? Interesting thing around the old craps table, but we just called because we noticed that in the paper yesterday. That came up rather quickly. Now, the Gannon, I believe, is just about out of here, right?
Gannon, I heard, is going to L.A. or something.
All right, so Gannon's gone. You're gone. That leaves Harper Purton... Jim and George, I mean, the Bruiser, and, of course, moi. Who else are we missing?
Certainly no stranger, J.P. McCarthy, WJR. Went to the traffic...
Well, listen, what we wanted to do is just wish you all the best in Houston, and if you get a chance once in a while, give us a blast, perhaps, if the Oilers should take on the Lions. We'll chat you up one of these days.
They are in a couple of weeks. I think in just 2 or 3 weeks, the Oilers are going to be here.
Well, perhaps that'll be a good reason for you to call us.
Okay. Sounds good, Ken.
But being a great... Honestly, I wish you all the best and good luck to everybody that's associated with the program here in Detroit that's also going to be joining you in Houston. So good luck to you. And we have one. And in honor of this, Bobby, because of the fact that you're a top 40 radio station and you do things a little quicker, we decided to speed this one up. This one's for you, big guy. This is Van Halen, normally at 33, but 45.
All right.
For Bobby Mitchell, saying so long to the Motor City this morning. Best of luck to you, friend. I really mean that.
Thank you, Ken. Take care.
All right, Bobby. Here's this one for you.
I wish I could hear it. Van Halen at 45. Instead, we'll just play Linda McCartney and Yoko Ono. That's Linda, and that's Yoko. Thank you very much. Aha, concert tickets. We still got those to give away. Coming up soon on WHYT.
Good morning. I'm Tamara Nelson on WHYT Power 96. Here's a look at what's happening. Pop bottles and cans have some company in the deposit department, or will anyway, in about 3 years. Wine coolers and canned cocktails will be subjected to a 10-cent per bottle deposit under bills given final legislative approval yesterday. But cooler lovers don't have to start hauling those containers in just yet. If the legislation is signed into law by Governor Blanchard, the deposit will start up in 1989. Some good news for flood victims in the central part of the state. Yesterday, President Reagan made a disaster declaration for the 22 devastated counties. Anyone who suffered flood damage will be eligible for federal aid in the way of low-interest loans, grants, temporary housing, and unemployment benefits. The United Auto Workers getting ready for a possible walkout come Monday at General Motors Tech Center in Warren. UAW says GM is breaking some rules because it's not letting some union members stay on a $90 million secret car project called Project Trilby. The strike at the tech center, if it goes on as scheduled, will probably start around 10 a.m. Monday morning. WHYT, Power 96 Sports. Tigers start a 3-game weekend series at home tonight with the New York Yankees. College football action. It's Michigan playing host tomorrow to Oregon State. Michigan State's at home with Notre Dame. It's 7:58 at WHYT, Power 96. There's a little fog still out there in parts of Metro Detroit, and that could mess up your drive to work a little bit. Details coming up right after this.
Hey, Eddie, where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to spend my morning with the families.
Eddie, what? Oh, your family. How's your crazy old man?
No, I said the families. You catch my drift?
Oh, those families.
That's right. You know, the Keaton mob with their family ties.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most dangerous family ever seen at 9 a.m. You laughed so hard you could.
Uh-oh.
Croak. Because
yeah.
Following the Keatons, it's my New York connection.
You mean?
Yeah, the bunkers. At 9:30 every morning, Archie, the number one man, really sets people straight, especially that meathead.
Well, I'd watch out who I'm calling meathead, Eddie. You know, he might turn you into a meatball.
Well, it's all in the family.
Spend your mornings with the Keatons and the Bunkers. Family Ties at 9, All in the Family at 9:30. Weekday mornings on Channel 4. Some people can't live without them.
Hey, Eddie, what's that noise? You know, every time you say the families.
What noise?
WHYT.
Good morning. There's some fog in outlying areas this morning. We'll have plenty of cloudiness today at a high near 72. And we'll have several hours of rain, even some thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow and Sunday, variable cloudiness and humid. Shower or thunderstorm possible each day. High tomorrow 78. Sunday's high 80. Traveling south, it'll be in the 80s, near 90 across much of Ohio and Indiana, but more rain to the north of us this weekend. That's your exclusive Power 96 AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on WHYT.
Let's get the latest on the traffic situation with Captain Rick Jagger and the Power 96 chopper.
Well, things are moving well all around town. Eastsiders coming over on westbound 94 are going to find traffic a little bit slowed around the Chandler Park area. After that, it picks up into the city after you get through that construction zone. Westbound 94, though, way over near Greenfield, left and center lane shut down. Something on the roadway there, and it is causing some slick conditions. Traffic backed up about a half mile. Southbound Southfield area, Michigan Avenue, left and center lane shut down because of construction. Right lane, the only one available to traffic, and the rest of the freeways, as I say, around town are looking pretty good. I'm Captain Rick Jagger in the Power 96 chopper on WHYT.
Right now, 61 at WHYT. I'm Tamara Nelson.
The power switch is on. 96 WHYT Detroit. More music, fewer commercials, and less talk.